Summer, warmer, longer days, floating on Arkansas's lakes and rivers, lounging by the pool, biking and hiking our area's trails, and hopefully no visits to the emergency room. Summer does come with some increased risks. Swimming accidents, boating accidents, and sunburn are a few of the more obvious hazards. Ozarks at Large's Sara Birmingham paid a visit to Bella Vista's Mercy Clinic and asked Dr. Scott Estes about how to keep you and your family members out of the ER this summer. Dr. Estes says the number one danger is something we get plenty of in summer here in Northwest Arkansas: heat.
Prepare, hydrate, don't get yourself out in a situation where you can't get out of the heat. Be respectful of the heat.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health, between January 1, 2008 and December 31, 2013, more than 300 people were taken to a hospital because of heat-related illness in our state. Dr. Scott Estes at Mercy Clinic in Bella Vista says high temperatures are made more dangerous by high humidity, preventing sweat from evaporating fast enough to allow your body to cool naturally.
People just don't hydrate enough. They probably don't prepare ahead of time when they're going to be out in the really hot and humid weather, because you really have to anticipate that and start hydrating really well before you go out. And so if someone goes out, say, just to do what they think is going to be light yard work, and it's one of our really, really hot summer days, and it's very humid, and they get busy, it can really get away from them before they realize it. And they may start trying to catch up by getting some fluids. But sometimes, especially in the elderly or people who have other chronic medical conditions, they never will catch up. So they will find themselves, you know, maybe feeling lightheaded, may have a little bit of shortness of breath. If they stop sweating, that's really a bad sign. That's a sign that you're really significantly dehydrated. And mental status changes is the big thing. A person can actually suffer pretty significant brain damage as a result of heat-related illness.
So you've hydrated, you've prepared for the heat, you're headed out and about in this beautiful corner of the natural state. But there's danger in the bushes. We're talking ticks.
The big things to be concerned about with tick bites, really three illnesses for the most part, and that would be Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, and another condition called borreliosis. There is a good rule of thumb about a tick bite, and that is that it really takes about 24 hours from the time that a tick attaches before it can actually burrow into the skin deep enough to actually transmit any disease. So if you find a tick, and you know that it's been there less than 24 hours, then you probably don't have anything to worry about. If you can't tell how long it's been on, or if you know it's been attached for more than 24 hours, then you do have to be concerned about the possibility of transmission of disease. And usually I just recommend people call their doctor about that. Most of the times, just to be safe, the doctor will prescribe the antibiotic that would treat those things. If you haven't had medical attention and you remember that you had a tick bite and then you start having some symptoms suggestive of disease, then that's where it gets a little bit more tricky. But the main things there are fever, joint pain, and then there are certain rashes that are associated with these different vectors that a physician would need to look at.
And as for getting rid of ticks, here's Dr. Estes' rundown on removing your unwelcome guest.
Take a fine point tweezer, get down very close to the skin where you can get the head of the tick, and just extract it. Really shouldn't try to jerk it out quickly, just slowly extract it. And then you look at the area with a magnifying glass, see if you see any signs of debris still in the bite site. And if there is, it'll usually actually come out on its own, or you can just take the end of a sterilized needle and just lightly scrape it out. The main key is don't just grab it by the body and pull it out. You need to get a pair of tweezers and get down at the head of the tick and extract it that way.
And here's another summer safety concern: snake bites.
The main concerns in this part of the country are probably copperheads. I think we see more bites of that from that snake than anything else that are serious. Rattlers and water moccasins or cottonmouths are present too. contrary to what you see in the movies, like in True Grit, where you have to get somebody to the hospital at a certain time before they die, people typically don't develop systemic reactions and have the threat of death associated with a snake bite. It can occur. What it actually causes is some problems with the blood's clotting mechanism, and it can produce some serious systemic effects rarely. But usually what you get is just a very localized severe inflammation that causes a lot of painful swelling where the bite occurred. We've all seen the cutting the wound open and sucking the venom out or using suction cups and doing things like that. And I remember when I was a Boy Scout, they used to have the kits for us to do that. But the best bet really is just get to medical care as quick as you can.
Summer also comes with a whole lot of self-inflicted injuries. Dr. Estes has some pretty basic advice to avoid the ER with those.
There's a saying that says, you can't beat stupid. So people who do foolish things are going to have foolish outcomes. You don't need to be jumping off of cliffs on the Buffalo River headfirst into the river. That's a good way to have a very, very bad outcome. You shouldn't be climbing in areas where you can fall off and seriously injure yourself. You shouldn't be running the lawnmower by the window where you can put a rock through the window. There's not anything magical about that. I think it's just people need to be ever vigilant and use common sense. But we certainly do see all manner of accidents that will occur just from people being out and being more active.
Another medical complaint that rises with the temperatures is food poisoning.
People are eating outside more. They're relying on other types of refrigeration other than their nice in-home refrigerator. Maybe they're carrying things to the lake or they're carrying things out somewhere and just have it on ice. And there are certain foods that are just not going to stay very fresh that way very well. And you do certainly have the possibility of getting a foodborne infection. So you just need to be very, very cautious about making sure that those foods stay cold. It would be things like anything that is milk-based or potato salad and things of that sort need to make sure that they stay very, very cold and don't let them ever reach room temperature or certainly not outside temperature.
Remember to keep that instant read meat thermometer handy if you're grilling, just to make sure your choice cuts have reached the FDA recommended minimum internal temperatures. Finally, Dr. Estes says that you want to avoid the emergency room even if you do get bit, hit, hot, or sick this summertime.
Our emergency rooms are pretty well flooded. And so if you're relying on the emergency room to provide, the bulk of your medical care, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be aggravated at the time it takes. Plus, it's just not the best utilization of resources. So I would certainly encourage everyone to have a primary care physician that can take care of the bulk of their medical needs. And all of the things that we've mentioned here, other than, serious life-threatening injuries, can generally be evaluated by a primary care physician in a clinic setting. And there are many clinics that have extended hours where they're available, in the nighttime and on the weekend as well. So I just really encourage people, if they can, get established with a primary care physician or with a system which has those capabilities to meet their medical care without them having to go to an emergency room.
Sarah Birmingham for Ozarks at Large.